afternoon to each and every one that is tuned in to the True Word Radio program. And welcome to this exciting Word of God that will be coming to you for the next 30 minutes. We hope that you will stay tuned and hear none other than other than the world's foremost minister and Bible analyst, who is the top authority on the divine inspired Word of God, none other than Chief Elder Charles Gordon Walker, be the next voice that you shall hear. God bless you.
Our Father and our God, the giver of all good and perfect gifts, once again you have spared a few of your children to see the breaking of another day, a day that we have never seen before. You have been kind enough, our Father God, to send down an angel to stand by our bedside throughout the night, kept watch on this old heartbeat of ours, and kept our blood running warm in our veins. Then touched us this morning with your finger of love and started us out on another day's journey. My Lord, as we come today, we cannot brag about our goodness. We cannot brag about how righteous we have lived. Yet we cannot complain, my Father God, for thou hast been so good to us. Lord, as we come today, we pray that thou wouldest just lend a listening ear to the prayers of thy servants this morning. Lord, we pray today that you would accept our humble gratitude. Search our deceitful hearts, for we know that somewhere along the way we have engaged in conversations that are not worthy of your children. Somewhere along the way we've gone wrong, we've done wrong, we've gotten out of the pathway of duty. But Lord God, my Master, thou hast said in thy word that if we pray and call upon your holy and righteous name and confess our sin, that you would be just to forgive us. Blot them out today, my Lord. Cast them in yonder sea of forgetfulness, where they'll sink there somehow undissolved and be washed on out into the seas of infinity, never to rise and trouble your children in this world, nor condemn us at yonder judgment bar. My God, we come this morning, we pray that thou wouldest bless the sick and afflicted everywhere. Walk down the aisles of hospitals and down the hallways of institutions of suffering throughout the land. We pray, my God, that you will somehow lay your hand upon those whose fevers are running high, those who cannot turn over this morning for aching muscles, those, my Father God, whose blood have gone too high and whose hearts are out of rhythm. Lord God, somehow in some way we pray that thou wouldest visit those who are afflicted today. Stand by the bedside of the old folk in rest homes throughout the land today. Let them know that old Christians never die, that they just sleep away in thee. Bless those who are in orphan homes throughout the land. Bless the man on his job this morning who cannot see his way out of his economic condition. Bless the young woman today who rises with a dark cloud of despair hanging over her life. Let her know, my Father God, that all things are possible if she will only believe today. And oh God, when we've done what you told us to do, we pray that we'll hear your welcome voice at the end of this life, saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in and enjoy the glories of thy Lord. These and all of the blessings we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Greetings, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and welcome to this True Word radio program that is going forth throughout all of the world to let the people know that there is a gospel of the kingdom that is being preached to all of the world in these last times, proclaiming the truth of God as it has not been proclaimed since the early days of the Christian church, and making known the mysteries of the Godhead and the mysteries of the gospel of Jesus Christ with His revelation coming forth with understanding and wisdom as it has not come to the church in hundreds and hundreds of years, but now is being made manifest by this True Word radio program and the ministries of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, coming again to you over this great radio station here in your Crossroads, Hampton Roads community. Glory to God, to let you know that God is still working through His Word and will continue to work through His Word until this thing is over. And this is part of the misunderstanding that is going on in the apostolic community as well as the other non-apostolic communities and faith today is due to a misunderstanding of God's Word. Really, they fail to understand what God's Word really is, what it really was, and what it really has always been. God's Word has been the instrument by which the Holy Ghost has used to exercise all of the power of God in the development and creation of all things in all of the universe. God's Word. By His Word, the foundations of the world were created. By His Word, the heavens were formed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that by His Word, there has not been anything done that has been done. And when we fail to understand God's Word, we fail to understand the principal meaning of Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the Son of Man, Jesus, the Christ, Jesus, the Almighty God. We fail to understand the appropriate usage of all of these terms and names and titles and appellates simply because we fail to understand what the Word of God really is. And my friend, John tells us that the Word of God was made flesh and we beheld His glory. Whose glory? If the Word was made flesh and we beheld His glory, then there is a pronoun, His, to infer the Word as a being. I say there is a pronoun to infer that the Word is a being, that the Word is a human, that the Word is a man. And we beheld His glory, the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory because the Word in the beginning was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Therefore, God was made flesh, and that is the Son that was given, that is the Son that was given in Isaiah 9 and 6. Unto us a child is born. And we're going to get to this here to where you can get an understanding. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Now that son that was given was the Word of God from heaven made flesh to where it would be able to carry out the commandments of God in this plan of salvation here on earth. He had to be in a fleshly tone. That child that was born was that flesh. Therefore, it was the Son of Man. All flesh is the Son of Man. Hear me. I say all flesh is the Son of Man. It pleased Him to be made like His brethren. So it pleased Him to be made like, amen, me and you and everyone else, or it pleased Him to take on the distinction of the Son of Man. Now, here's the problem with the believers, and here's a problem with those that have this thing all messed up and in error, that the Son of God, glory to God, was an eternal being. He was the Lord from heaven. He was the quickening spirit. The Son of God was the quickening spirit of the Lord from heaven made flesh. The flesh was the Son of Man. Oh, glory to God. You say you'll never get this. Bear with yourself. Give yourself some time to understand the truth of God, and you'll get an understanding of the knowledge that goes with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, let me make it plain, the Son of God was not, amen, the Son of God was not crucified and put to death. As most people believe, the Son of God, now listen to this, the Son of God was not crucified and put to death, as most people believe. Glory to God, hallelujah. What was put to death was the Son of Man. Oh, if you can get this, you can understand this mystery about no Son of God in heaven now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. That Son of Man was put to death. Amen. And when the Son of Man was put to death, which was the flesh, glory to God, hallelujah, the Son of God had to give up the flesh and just remain a quickening spirit, by which he went and preached unto the spirits that were in prison. Hear me now. Hear me now. I say, when the Son of Man was put to death at Golgotha, glory to God, as he hung there on the cross, when the Son of Man was put to death, the Son of God had to give up the flesh, glory to God, and therefore only remain what he was in heaven and from heaven, and that is a quickening spirit. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. The first man, Adam, was of the earth earthly. The second man, Adam, is the Lord from heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. Christ was the Lord from heaven. And when the Son of Man was put to death, glory to God, hallelujah, he had to give up that flesh, and all that remained of him now is the Lord from heaven, or the quickening spirit that he was before angels walked down the aisles of solitude. Heaven and earth had not been created by the word of God, glory to God, yet he existed. Amen. At that time, the Bible tells me, amen, that God has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. He made the world by his Son. The Son that was given is what is referring to, and that is the word of God. He made the world by the word of God. He made heaven by the word of God. He made everything that was made by his word. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And that is a word that was made flesh. Glory to God, hallelujah. And the Son of God was not crucified. Amen. That is the mystery and the misunderstanding that people have. The Son of God was not crucified. It was the Son of Man that was crucified. Get it, my friend? The Son of Man was that child that Mary gave birth to. That was the Son of Man, and that's what was crucified. It began in the womb of Mary's body, and it ended on the cross. Glory to God. But the Son that was given from heaven always was and always will be. Amen. But it was in a was state when it was wrapped in flesh, and when the Son of Man gave up the ghost at Golgotha, he unwrapped himself from that flesh. He separated himself from that flesh. Glory to God, and remained a quickening spirit. Glory to God, by which, amen, he had formed the world and created all things that were created by his word. Get your Bibles out. Amen. Let's go over here to Luke. Amen. The 18th chapter. And 31st verse. Get an understanding on this thing here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People today are willing to believe anything, glory to God, that they've been told. And when you bring the truth to them, glory to God, they cannot understand it. It's simple things. Glory to God, they'll argue you down, and they can't even understand simple things in the Bible. Glory to God, hallelujah, let alone these complex and hard things. My God, my God, my God. But I'm here to tell you today, I want to help you, my friend. I want to give you some understanding, glory to God, that you may know Jesus and that you may know who he is. Glory to God, and who he will always be and who he has always been. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that is God Almighty operating in the record of God as the Word of God. My friend, read. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. And all things that were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Concerning the Son of Man, not the Son of God, not the Son of God, but all things concerning the Son of Man. Glory to God, that the prophets wrote about must be accomplished. The prophets didn't write anything, glory to God, that had to do with death. Glory to God, against the Son of God, because the second Adam was the Lord from heaven. Glory to God, he was of an eternal dimension, and he could not die. But they had to write about the Son of Man, or that which Mary gave birth to, glory to God, that began in her womb and ended on the cross, of the sacrifice from which the perfect blood was drawn to give the atonement to the nations of the world once and for all, in the presence of a holy and angelical presence in heaven, where it was applied, glory to God, hallelujah, by the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who was without father, without mother, without beginning or days, nor end of life. That is who, my friend, glory to God, that had the connotation of the Son of God, glory to God. And the prophets did not write of no death concerning the Son of God. They wrote of death concerning the Son of Man. Glory to God, hallelujah. For he shall be delivered, in the 32nd verse, for he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. My friend, the Son of God couldn't die. I say the Son of God couldn't die. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because the Son of God was that Son that was given of the Lord from heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And when,
Amen. He was made flesh, glory to God, and wrapped himself in flesh. That flesh that he wrapped himself in was the Son of Man, and that is who the prophets, glory to God, spoke of concerning death, was what he had wrapped himself in, glory to God, to give him, glory to God, the title of the Son of God, or the Son that was given. And when the Son of Man was put to death, he unwrapped himself out of that flesh and remained the quickening spirit that was the Lord from heaven. Glory to God, that always has been there and always will be there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Get your Bibles out further. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And let's look at this a little bit more. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, glory to God, in the 12th chapter of St. John, glory to God, at the 23rd verse. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, saying, the hour is come, glory to God, hallelujah. This is when Jesus had entered into Jerusalem, amen, getting ready for that great day in which, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, he would suffer and be put to death. He told his disciples, amen, that the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Glory to God, hallelujah. Listen, the Son of Man should be glorified. The hour is come when the Son of Man will be glorified, when that flesh will be glorified. Jesus, the Son of God, already was glorified. Glory to God, hallelujah. He already was glorified as the Son that was given, or the Lord from heaven, or on record as the Word of God. It already was glorified. Glory to God. Amen. But the hour is now come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. Glory to God. And people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Just like you today don't understand this thing. Glory to God, reading in the 34th verse. And the people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Glory to God. If Christ abides forever, my friend, how is it, glory to God, if he abides forever, what are you saying when you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Who is the Son of Man? The Son of Man was the child that was born in Isaiah 9:6 that Mary gave birth to. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That the quickening spirit wrapped himself in. Glory to God. And it was the Son of Man that had to be lifted up. Glory to God, and to be glorified, because the quickening spirit already was glorified, because it already was God Almighty. And now the hour is come that the Son of Man is to be glorified and made all God. Glory to God, just like the quickening spirit. Glory to God, woken up from an eternal death. Glory to God, amen, to fulfill the scriptures, that his soul should not be left in hell. Glory to God, and that he would not see corruption. Oh, I want you to write to Ella Walker. Let him know you enjoy this program. Let him know, glory to God, hallelujah, that you are ready. That you are ready, amen, to continue to hear God's word. Amen. In the rightful way that it should be. Amen. That you may continue to grow in grace and understanding of his word.